Yeah, hey, Don. God, those lights are bright. So, hi. I've been just amused by this invisible force field thing, the Pittsburgh force field, where if there's a stage, you have to stand, like, so please, come on. I'm not really going to spit on you or bite. It's just weird. It's weird. It looks weird. From there and from here, it looks weird. Thank you, Jason, for asking me to read. Thank you, people, for moving up. You're welcome. I don't have a lot of pieces, so I'm going to have to go a little slow. So, yeah, this is my first reading of 2018, which is crazy. But, yeah, so here we go. What is that thing called? I should have looked this up before I came here. What is that thing called at the beginning of a poem that usually is like as a quote or whatever?
Epigraph.
Okay, can you write your own epigraphs? Because I did. So that's what I did. Okay, so this poem starts. So it really isn't part of the poem. I swear. But it's, I wrote it. Okay. This, by the way, is about my hometown where I currently live. In the heart of every town's grid is a jugular. Its hip bend determined by salt and tar and nature's ridiculous teeth. A weed fistfights curb, black holes bear hug trajectory, buildings revolve, businesses leaving, last call comes up as the donut shop starts smelling good. That's my epigraph. One city, under God, under construction. One city under billboards for cheap air conditioner repair and Suboxone. One city with fistfuls of churches, leg breaker potholes, scoliosis porches, my father's childhood, back page of heart, town full of camouflage, billowing Confederates, steel mill slumber, dump trucks of coal still steaming at stoplight. Spit needles in a parking lot. Spit needles on the top shelf of a closet. Spit needle scatter alley I cut through. Spit needles in a flower bed on busy street and crowd hidden in downcast hands spelling out the number 4. Spit needles, blue tint. One city in the paper under malnutrition budget. One city underfunded, under radar, under deer stand. One city with medium dog-sized raccoons climbing from one sewer grate into next. So many dead skunks it's hard to tell if it's dank weed or defense. One city under stench of cow shit. One city under cigarette. Under moon cursed and blessed, one city teetering beneath full spittoon, one city double train track, vacant lot, one mailbox, shut down bowling alley with the words drying out graffitied across it. One school and motivational assemblies or lockdown, one city, many empty buildings, one city, muscle memory, hay bales, combines, hot rods, one city, Saturday night cruising, one city, many bars, big girls with bracelets and boyfriends, big girls with death stare and coronas, small town, big girl, fuck you up. One city, summertime soybean applause, skateboard parking lots, Lee's famous cartoon chicken, Richard's thin limp onions, Reed Center rednecks, Super X, one city teen nightmare, big pipe dream, sneak out, get caught, late night cul-de-sac, make out spot, one city under chorus of carbon copy houses, one city tan siding, buckled blacktop, one city be farmer, be cowboy, be homecoming king, be asshole, be leaving, pocket circle imprint of grizzly, one city do nothing. Corner building big, fall apart slow. Lightning kick steeple in acute angle wreckage months of squatters dodging fallen beams. One city finally crushed. Gather loose brick, box them, sell them. City on life support. City last gasp, city sick and tired, city one leg hidden face, winter coat in August, city full makeup, cake batter foundation, blue shadow hide black, one city quick rot, one city cracked, busted seam city, one city trembling, one city so long, between Oregon city be blood clot, big base, pinwheeled rims, city name sign tucked in blind spot, leave by bridge, split river, take 73 to highway, one shot, graduation tassel, shutter round rear view, one city dead mascot. Thanks. Jason came to that city, didn't you, Jason?
What's that?
You came to that city, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, that building, remember I showed you that building that had the steeple? It finally fell down.
The
whole thing fell down. Yeah, it fell down. Did it fall? It fell. All right. This one is called Forgiveness. Sun, mad at moon, never rose. She tried old tricks of counting backwards from 10, 20, 4.6 billion, but nothing worked. Steam still brewed from knuckles. She took a walk and burned the woods. She considered prison, but melted lock and bars. To the whiskey, huddled in a bad way. Around her shoulders, a blanket thrown full of stars and stains. This hunched universe smoked. End this feud, the rain chanted. The clouds linked arms. Grass grew in the color of forgotten lemons. Moon, crooked above, craters all full of blood. The waves get worse. Dams are deceived. I apologize, she writes. Scrawl of bird wing dipped in tar. A waitress brings it, impatient, marked with hemisphere of condensation. Another round, mugs melted. Sun reads, waits, smiles to lap. The soft in her lets it go. One day she will consume and collapse. There is no time to hate a winging gibbous. The two meet somewhere, undisclosed. Craters drained, our girl rose, and the world squints a parade. Excuse me. This is a short one. It's called In Love. Fingerprint slid down side of eggshell, pause. Hold that fragment of light just west of your page. Put your shoulders against wall like that. Let me look at you. Let me make you breakfast. Let me leave you alone. I'll write it down and I'll scar the walls and I'll hand over tough. I'll douse whatever stings. I'll dig out the highways with my hands. Believe. I'll drag this want through the paint. Yeah. I have two more. Mine's going quick. This is another short one. This is called Erase. I wouldn't, even though I want. Even though you found new threads, are restitching hems, tore out the old with teeth. Could you see the reverse? The bend straight of walking backwards, body consumed by corner, a plane kicked back into clouds, passport unstamped, a wine spit back, cigarette longer and longer, moonwalk sun, a courtship unsent, piss lifting off stick, body's egg untouched, hip spasm back into stillness. I love those tiny little woos. I love them. This is my last one. I'll try to read it slow. I'm not very good at that. but it's a new one as well. And as you can see, I've been editing it as I was here. But thank you again for being a very attentive audience and for scooting up and all that good stuff. All right. This is a true story. When I was 19, I drank too many red stripes at a house at the end of Bonner Street with a group of people I still didn't know very well. This sort of thing is common for my age, my time, my say yes to most things. The muscles in my hands stiffened up and I could not make a fist. And getting up seemed not only impossible, but rude to the guy and girl rating the kisses I was sharing with my boyfriend, my new heart with the buzz cut, no shirt, wild eyes. We were kissing and our friends were rating our lips and marker on stray newspaper. My hands were unrolled claw as I was half carried to a car and put in the back seat. We were crowded in there. So Terrence leaned over my body, his split in mane kicking my cheek. He said my name in a whisper. My eyes were closed. That was the summer everyone was falling apart and no one had a place to call home. We unpacked ourselves on couches and stained carpet. We stained the carpet more. You carried what you owned. Smokes and beer and no to-do list. I quit my job over telephone wire. All through red-wined July and dead grass August. We survived on grilled cheese with too much garlic and thick slices of tomato, carton of camels in the freezer that we all pulled from, and poems scrawled across napkins and spiral reams that we shout read for each other. The girl who owned the house would almost never go to work, her mother coming to get her, pounding on the front door. She'd put a finger to her lips and we'd turn the volume to zero. The wild boy I loved would leave or throw things or get shit-faced for any reason, including none at all. His hands were thin junkyards of sunburst scars, a Pall Mall proof snarl in his heart thumping deep. We threw fancy parties, which meant playing spades and buying Guinness and passing out before anyone arrived. Nothing as surreal as waking up during a shindig mid-swing. Everyone bloodshot or getting there, Judgment Night soundtrack blasting, goth girls in a row on the couch. Someone unnamed fell down the steps, blamed his girl, left her spinning by the street sign, one of her hands curled round metal pole as she leaned out, probably crying. We watched from the window, and the Wild Boys' feet reeked all the time. Even two box fans blowing both directions couldn't knock the funk out. Young is trading Ginsburg lines before never going to bed. Young is a bad behavior dressed gorgeous in myth, moon at end of the street, incense balanced on windowsill. Young is forgetting you'll forget. Young is believing in stench, sitting in doorways during rainstorms to marvel at a pocket of blue above the dark. It's always there, someone says, and I barely believe it. Kind of like the ocean always being an ocean even when you are not near it. That summer stuck, a bruise that went to the bone. The one with a mane full of split ends joined the army because his girlfriend left him. He came back with a close fade and a temper, made us drive him around and feed him beers from the back seat. He was looking for her. His jaw was sharp in the evening light. This faded away too. We never found her. We stood on a porch with him, let him chain smoke and swig his military posture and a soft hill of parentheses. The girl who owned the house eventually went to work, kicked us out, moved on, married a redhead who got me high when I couldn't sleep, when I went to work at 5 a.m. steaming milk for business suits. Shipwrecked by insomnia, heartbroken over the wild one who left me for a girl named Molly. It took me years to tolerate anyone with that name. Young is a boy with the word filth scrawled in Sharpie across his chest. Young is a mixtape city vibrating, her slow dance grid of one-ways and backyard fences clobbered by ghosts. Young is nothing in the fridge but boxed wine and bread. Young is a brass knuckle heart, to radiate invincible yet barely survive. Young is to be chewed up and spit out when the story alone can keep you alive. Thank you.